If you're enjoying the show and you'd like to get more, maybe you want to get bonus episodes, maybe you want to get episodes early, maybe you'd like to join monthly video hangouts with me, Jeff, and other fans of the show, the way to find out how to do that is to go to patreon.com/wehaveconcerns. Yeah, it's a good event. Squareball.tv, y'all.
Watch it.
Watch it. This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens.
Anthony, do you have a favorite fruit?
Oh, you know, I'm a real big green apple guy.
Green apple?
Yeah, green apple.
I like the...
I like a little crunch. I like a little sour.
I like the green apples. The sour is not really my jam. I like those real sweet apples. I can't remember the name of them.
Fuji's?
Fuji's, yeah.
Fuji's are good.
But Gallows are good too. I mean, I like an apple.
Listen, life hack. If you want to save like 5 cents an apple and have an apple that's 99% of a Fuji, get yourself a Gala.
Yeah. And they're much less expensive, as you said. Yeah.
But if the Gala, the Fuji's are there and they're in season, why would you not get a Fuji?
You just, treat yourself.
Fuji's the way to go.
But I don't think apple would be my favorite. No? I really love an orange. I love a nice, fresh orange. We have an orange tree at my house. But I might go, if I had to pick favorite fruit, I might go banana.
Banana's great.
Full of thiamine and niacin.
Self-contained. I like any fruit that's like protected in its own protective peel or rind.
Yeah.
And you can bring it with you.
It's got its own handle. Mm-hmm. In fact, I think, doesn't Kirk Cameron say that's the reason that God has to exist is because the banana is perfectly suited for you to eat it. That comes with its own packaging and its own handle and everything. It's some sort of bullshit he's touting.
Huh.
Yeah. Anyway.
Kirk Cameron's alive?
Yeah. He's like a real... born again Christian evangelical type.
Oh
yeah. And he says that's irrefutable, that there's a God because
the banana fits perfectly in the human hand.
Right. And it's designed for humans to eat it. Cause God was worried about that. He created a whole bunch of food. Wasn't perfectly made for us. And then the banana.
Oh, you know what? That makes a lot of sense. And I think I might be a devout Christian.
Sorry. Hey, anyway, what if all of those things that you said you like about the banana, we fixed them.
What do you mean fix them? I like them.
Right. No, we fixed them. We designed them out of the banana. What if the banana with this
we'd have baby food trees.
Mm, that would be good. It'd be good for me now.
Just mush. Just the mush tree.
What if the banana with its protective coating and peel, what if you could eat the peel?
Oh, I see.
Want to eat that peel?
Like K-Pax. Like that hilarious movie starring that sexual abuser.
Oh, he eats it.
He eats the whole
thing. Because he's an alien.
Because he's an alien. Or is he? Who knows?
Right.
It's all up to interpretation.
K-Pax. Right.
K-Pax, everybody. Don't watch it. It's garbage.
Don't you want to eat that peel? How many times have you eaten a banana on the go and had that annoying peel lying around? Now you got to deal with the peel. You don't want to deal with the peel.
What are you, an As Seen on TV commercial?
You know what?
I just picture a gif of you holding like 100 banana peels on public transportation, just like, no!
I'm gonna deal with the peel. And then everybody else on the public transportation slips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ever happened to you?
Well, everybody's tripping and slipping. Don't deal with the peel. I want to repeal that peel deal.
It would be cool if you could eat a banana peel, I guess.
Well, we can. We fixed it. We did it. Welcome to the edible banana peel future.
Doesn't have the same thing to it.
No? No parade this time?
Nah, probably not.
Well, we did it. In fact, some researchers in Japan did it. They did it in the D&T farm in the country's Okayama prefecture have released a new banana ready for you to chomp down on, peel and all. Are you excited?
Well, no, because here's the thing, Jeff. I like the fact that when I peel a banana, mm-hmm. the inner banana is clean.
Right.
Now, if I put a banana in my bag next to my Go-Gurt mm-hmm. and my trail mix
right.
that I put in a hollowed out apple, like all the things you bring with you when
right.
you're on the go.
Sure. Are you hollowing out that apple to use it as a bong?
Well, I mean, first I'm going to eat the trail mix out of it, but then yes, of course. I use everything that's in my bag as a bong.
That's ridiculous. Yeah. It would be faster if you asked me, what do you use every day that you don't make into a bomb?
Yeah, that's a shorter list.
Yeah, that's a much shorter list. No, I throw a banana into my bag and I don't care what it's doing in my bag because I take off the peel and it's a perfectly clean fruit.
Yeah, but Anthony, you just said how delicious an apple is and how much you enjoy eating an apple. Apple doesn't have a protective layer.
I eat apple at home. I don't travel with apple.
Well, now you can, but that doesn't mean you, now you can eat banana at home and not travel with banana. Isn't that better?
I can eat banana at home anyway.
Right.
I just peel it.
But then you have the peel.
Yeah.
You got to deal with the peel.
You do have to deal with the peel. I just throw it away.
Well, now, thank God, you don't have to throw it away. You can eat it. How wasteful is that peel that you've been throwing away?
I mean, you can just compost it. It's just natural. It just goes back in. It's not like you're throwing away a plastic bag. Mm.
But now,
yeah,
don't have to even worry about composting it. You just eat it.
I mean, I don't really worry about composting. We live in a city that actually does composting. You just throw it in the green bin and they take it.
Yeah, but now,
I actually don't even eat that many bananas.
I do. I love bananas. My kid loves bananas. One of his first words was Nana. He said, Nana. He loves, he points at it and says, Nana, he wants to eat a banana. My kid will stuff an entire banana in his mouth. It is adorable.
Why do they do this?
Because
no,
how many
kid.
Times?
Why does your kid do that? No.
How many times have you looked at a banana peel and thought, I should be able to eat that? Isn't there, don't you notice all the things in the world and you're like, why the, it's 2018 for God's sake. I should be able to eat that.
So it's just the Japanese game show theory.
Just
something,
eat it.
Something in this room is made of chocolate, Jeff. Because everything could and should be made of chocolate.
Right.
Can you find what in this room is made of chocolate?
The only way is for to put everything into my mouth.
Yep.
You want to know how they did it?
No, I want to know why still.
It is
the
allowing,
how is less interesting to me than the why.
It allows Japanese customers to eat an entire banana skin and all.
No, but Jeff!
That is the why.
You don't need to explain that. That's the thing.
This is an article, by the way.
I want to know why it does that.
Our friend Jeff underscore Rose, the underscore, sent this in. And this is an article in the National Geographic, in fact.
Yeah.
You know, the National Geographic, very reputable publication, doesn't talk about the why. It assumes that you know that you would want to eat the peel of a banana.
They don't explain why this is a good thing or why this is an interesting thing. Like,
it's not interesting that you could finally eat that peel that you've been casting aside and causing people to trip on and slip on for eons. It's the foundation of all comedy. Now we can eat it. Eat comedy.
So they don't then?
No, they don't.
Okay.
But I can tell you how.
Okay, go on.
So what they did was fascinating. Here's what they did. They would freeze and thaw bananas over and over and over as they're growing. Freeze them, extremely cold temperatures, negative 76 degrees Fahrenheit. Dramatic heat increased, 80 degrees Fahrenheit. Back and forth, over and over, over and over. Why?
So they put bananas in a sauna.
Yeah,
they took bananas to Finland for a weekend.
You know that thing where you like you jump in the cold pool and then you jump in the hot jacuzzi?
The Finnish sauna?
Yeah, that thing you just mentioned.
Yeah, okay.
But I'm making it a little more general. That's what they did. That's what they did to the bananas.
And this somehow renders the peel edible.
Well, because what happens when the plant is growing during ice ages or long freezes like that, it actually slows the plant's metabolism. And then a sudden burst of heat tends to dramatic growth. So what's happening is the interior of the banana and the exterior of the banana are growing at the same rate instead of at different rates. So you don't have this tough outer coating and soft inner meat of the banana. You have both being soft and pliable and therefore edible. So by the time it gets mature enough to eat, or ripe in the parlance of our day, both the exterior skin and the interior meat are the same consistency and therefore both edible. Also, not easy to transport or hold in your hand because they're both real mushy.
What is this for?
This is for being able to eat. I don't know how many times I got to tell you this, Anthony.
Why?
This is so you can eat the fucking banana peel. Eat the peel.
Were enough people like so fucking curious about this that they had to make it happen? Like, that's what I love. Like, were there so many people that looked at it and were just like, one day, I'm going to eat an entire fucking
bird. That's right.
No, listen to me. Marge?
Yeah?
Listen to me.
I'm hearing you.
I swear. Yeah. I vow.
Uh-huh.
Before I leave this good earth that the Lord has given to us, I will eat an entire fucking banana peel.
Okay, can we go back to sleep now? I heard you. I understand. I just want to... Can we go back to sleep?
Were you asleep?
Yes. It's 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't understand how you can't just be kept awake by this. I don't understand how I'm the only person who gets this.
I think
we've
you might
never
be.
Eaten one, Marge.
I understand we've eaten
We've before. Tried.
You have tried.
Lord knows we've tried.
I didn't.
We have both tried. Lord knows a million times we have tried. We are both trying.
Harold, I took one little nibble because you really wouldn't shut up about it.
Yeah.
But I understood that the peel is not for peeling.
Yeah,
the peel is not for eating. It's for peeling.
Listen, you say it. The doctor at the emergency room said it.
Yes.
Everybody says it. But why do we say it?
Why
can't we eat the peel?
Why were there so many peels in your colon? Did you not understand that one was proof enough? You didn't have to keep eating peels.
I thought that because chewing them was so unpleasant that if I were to just keep my throat open like a keg stand.
Yeah.
Or a beer bong, I could just suck at a banana peel straight down.
I understand. Are you drunk now?
On the potential of the future.
Okay, well.
And also schnapps.
Can I go back? Do they make banana schnapps now?
Yeah, they do.
Okay.
I'm trying to like drink. It's like drinking a little bit of poison every day, Marge.
Uh-huh.
Except schnapps. I'm going to eat a fucking banana peel.
I believe you. Can we go to sleep now? I love you so much.
I love you.
I just want to go to sleep.
And I curse God for making banana peels so attractive and unable to be eaten.
It's so ironic that that's the reason you believe in God.
Well, it fits in my hand and in my colon. It fits exactly in my colon. It doesn't go through.
No, I know.
It's made to sit there.
We have the bills to prove it.
Schnapps! Who is this person? Who are the people that want that are just like, we're going to eat a banana peel?
Well, I'll tell you what, it's not cheap.
Good. Good.
In addition to
like being a ruined fruit, it's also expensive. Great.
They can only make them in batches of 10.
Sure.
So right now, if you want to go
in an airplane hangar,
if you want to go,
it takes up a lot of space. Japan is a small island nation.
Yeah, there's a lot of resources required.
They're using a lot of resources, but we can eat a banana peel.
Thank God, right?
Thank God.
We bent the banana to our will.
It was already bent to the Lord's will.
Yeah, it's true.
And now it was just a matter of bending it just a little bit more.
So batches of 10.
Sure.
And you can buy them. There's only one market in Okayama that you can go to. So
I bet
next
it's the
time
one that
you're
has
there.
$1,000 grapes. There's a market that has the $1,000 grapes that are like the size of golf balls. Have you seen that?
No, why would they
I
be?
I want to fucking eat one so bad. Dude.
Really?
You know, like sometimes.
You can eat the skin of a grape. You know that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Shouldn't we be able to eat the skin of everything?
You know, in Japan, they don't eat the skin of a grape.
No?
They peel a grape.
It's all topsy-turvy in Japan.
For the $1,000 grapes, they recommend you eat the skin.
Well, see, that's why.
Jeff, you know how sometimes you see like wax fruit and it's so perfect and you're like, why doesn't fruit look like this? I want to eat that wax fruit.
That's what these grapes are?
That's what these grapes are. And they're like $1,000 a bunch.
You can't just pop one in your mouth though, because they're too big. You have to bite them. You have to like take bites of them.
Yeah, you eat it like a plum.
Wow.
Yeah. Now that's worth eating. These bananas, I don't know.
I bet you haven't tried this banana peel.
How much do these bananas cost?
$6 a piece.
That's actually less than I thought.
Less than I thought too. But considering a banana is like 39 cents, $6 is, you know, a lot more.
Sure. Sure.
But I agree that I was expecting, when you said $1,000 grape, I was expecting much larger on the banana.
Here's the thing. Like, I've watched too many YouTube videos about expensive Japanese things.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
you know, like there's one guy who makes this soup and it takes him 4 years to make one bowl of soup.
Yeah.
And you're just like, and it's $380 soup and people come from miles around. You tell me Japan made a $6 banana. I'm like, that is very inexpensive. That is some budget leisure in Japan.
That's good banana.
Yeah.
Would you eat the banana peel?
I mean, yeah. If it was put in front of me, I'd do it.
Yeah.
If I ever find, I'll tell you what, Jeff. If we ever find ourselves in Okayama at this one market, I'll buy a banana. We'll split it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's like $3 a piece.
I know.
How do you split it though? You just cut it in half, I guess.
I think we probably just have to Lady and the Tramp it.
Oh. Now we're talking.
Now we're talking.
See, how not having a peel brings us together?
You know, you're right. I've completely done a 180 on this.
Thank you.
Why do bananas have peels? Seems stupid to me.
Now it seems so stupid.
Yeah, what a dumb thing.
It's keeping us apart.
Why can't we eat the peel?
Mm-hmm.
I get it.
Thank you. I'm glad I finally convinced you of something. It only took 520 episodes.
Great. I'm just trying to wrap this one up. If I can be honest.
Do you know what the most common variety of banana is?
No. Why are we still going?
Cavendish.
What is it? What? I don't even know what another type of banana is to compare.
You don't need
you
to.
You don't even do, like.
Cavendish is by far the most common variety. It's almost.
What does that mean?
It's almost the only kind you get here in America. But you You're going to remember Cavendish.
So every banana I've eaten is a Cavendish.
Probably. Unless you've really been adventurous. Unless you've found yourself at some crazy
What's
farmer's markets.
What's another kind of
banana? Non-Cavendish? I don't know. Cavendish is the only one I've ever had.
There's a lot of non-information in this article. There's a lot of
it's
non-information
the world's primary variety.
If we say Fuji apple and Gala apple, we know the difference.
Right.
If we say red apple and green apple, we know the difference.
Because you can
tell
get
me,
those.
If you tell me like, whoa, Cavendish is a super popular banana. Did you know that? I go, what the fuck is a Cavendish?
No, that's because your mind is closed to the fact that you've only been eating one variety of banana this whole time. There's a whole world of bananas out there that's been kept from our supermarkets.
Oh my God, make this banana episode stop. What is this show?
This show has gone bananas.
Cavendish.
Cavendish. You're never going to forget that. Next time you're welcome.
I'm probably
listeners.
I'll probably bolt upright at 3 a.m. next to my beautiful wife, Marge.
That's right.
Cavendish. And she'll be like, oh my God, let it go. Hey, anyone that's still here. Do you care?
I think you're the only one that doesn't care.
Let me know
this.
If you care.
This is
let
what
us know on
want.
Twitter. If you care,
please tell me if you care that now that we can eat a banana peel, people are going to want.
Is this something you've dreamed of?
Yes.
Who cares about this? Let us know on Twitter. I'm at @acarboni.
I'm at Jeff Cannata.
You can hashtag those Cavendish.
There
you
go.
Know it's the most popular type of banana?
Cavendish.
And hey, if you want to discuss, I don't know, just banana strats, banana types, just any kind of banana techniques you have, certainly a great place to do that with other concerned individuals is our Facebook group, facebook.com/group/wehaveconcerns. Or our subreddit, which is wehaveconcerns.reddit.com. Do you love this episode of the show so much that you're like, I got to wear a shirt that comes from this show that made this episode?
Yes, you do.
Go to wehaveconcerns.com/garbage. Buy our t-shirts, hats, and various things. They're very good. They contain jokes and phrases and images from episodes that are not this one.
That's right. Not this one.
Not this one.
This one will never deserve a shirt.
We may do a shirt that says Cavendish.
I think we should probably do a shirt that said, you've likely only ever had Cavendish. or deal with the peel. That's good too.